was in the news update for November the 18th, 2022, on this Friday or morning edition. Coming to you live from the Freedom Network, broadcasting on two syndicated radio broadcasts, yeah, SiriusXM and terrestrial satellite news radio networks. Beaming to you through all the interwebs, where you can find podcasts at, where you consume content. Our podcast name is Top Headlines National and International News Stories. Hey, write it, folks. Put that entered in your favorite browser or podcast player like Spotify.fm, Applecast, Stitcher, and many, many more. Our number four starts next.
U.S. population has all the videos, all the links, and the U.N. documents. Therefore, you revealed U.N. plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. That's their number. That's from 2018. We were the first to really break this big. When it was out of the public consciousness and national media attackers and said we were evil and we were bad, it wasn't true, but they never actually fact-checked the documents. And here are the documents. The UN is pushing the dangerous replacement migration conspiracy theory, but it's good when they actually push it as a reality. Here's one of the documents from the year 2000. Population Division, Department of Economic and Social Affairs, United Nations. You can read the whole report for yourself. And it goes on and on. Southern Poverty Law Center, the racist great replacement theory explained. Doesn't exist. It's white supremacist. You're totally insane if you talk about it. And here's another executive summary from the UN pushing it with their framework for replacement migration. It's their word. It's their name. And then the mind control is so great, you're not supposed to talk about it when they do it in your face. And here's the UN document yet again. I suggest everybody go read it.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, November 17th, 2022. There are so many giant developments. We're about to hit them all.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. There is huge financial news, massive political news, ultra-massive medical news from around the world. The deep state is having to start World War III, having egg on their face now with the supposed Russian missile fired into Poland. It is all coming up today with several big, important, informative guest as well. I'll tell you about next segment. But the first thing I want to start drilling into is the UN official plan going back to when it was founded in 1947, officially in 47, at the Presidio Naval Base in San Francisco, was to get rid of borders and merge countries so there's no culture that has its own culture and its own independence. And then by the 70s, they developed a plan called replacement migration to encourage the first world not to have children and then replace them with third world populations that were more easily managed and controlled, who never had any history of freedom. The globalists are in competition with the Western Christian ideal of the Renaissance and upward mobility. They want you to own nothing and have nothing and like it, as they say. You don't have air conditioning or a car, but you don't have heating in the winter, but Klaus Schwab has five private jets, and that's okay because he's Klaus Schwab. Well, now yesterday, this has really taken the internet by storm. We covered it yesterday, but we get back into it today. Chuckie Schumer said, we need totally open borders because people in America aren't having enough kids. We got to replace those that are dying. Well, I have the official UN replacement migration plans from just 2 years ago. But if you talk about it, you get taken off the internet because the ADL is God and says that's not allowed. Here's Chuckie Schumer yesterday.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
All right, so here's a brief supercut. There's hours of this. of the deep staters and their minions saying you're not allowed to talk about bringing in foreigners to replace a dying population. Here's that supercut. We'll be right back to launch the full broadcast.
It seems harder and harder to ignore that the echoes of replacement theory and other racially motivated views are increasingly coming out into the open.
In a few years, we're going to be a majority brown country. White people will not be the majority in the country anymore.
This will be the first generation ever in American history in which whites will be a minority of the generation at some point.
As of 2007, every year babies being born in this country, whites now are the minority.
In 2044, everyone is going to be a minority.
As the demographics change, as white people become the minority in the country, which is coming.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny, right? The country is changing.
I've been saying it here. Other people have been saying it here for years now, even before Donald Trump. The demographics is destiny.
The white population is declining for the first time in history in America, while the number of multiracial Americans have more than doubled.
So we live in a country where the demographics are changing. It's becoming less white.
Correct.
Okay. You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics, because of the population growth.
The growth in Texas has been almost entirely driven by non-white population growth, mostly by Hispanic and Latino population growth.
The idea that, whites will not be the majority, I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and progress of our country in many different ways.
The white population is declining. It was always on the upswing. So that speaks to the beautiful diversity of America. It speaks to how that population will, the demographics will weigh in politically.
I believe anybody who echoes a replacement is to blame, not for this particular crime, but it's for no purpose except profit and or political benefit. And it's wrong. It's just simply wrong.
And it's the Thursday, November 17th edition. One of the top long track record of being extremely accurate economist will be joining us coming up in the third hour, Martin Armstrong. Matt Baker, who's an incredible citizen activist, one of the most powerful speeches at city councils and state legislatures, is going to be popping in and joining us as the model of taking the info war peacefully to the enemy. We'll also be opening the phones up today, and Paul Joseph Watson will be hosting the fourth hour ahead of the War Room, 3 p.m. with the great Owen Schroyer. Of course, we're here every weekday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, preceding the incredibly impacting, smart analysis of Harrison Smith and his crew and guest as well with American Journal, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. Okay. Let's just do this. Let me first explain if you're a TV viewer, not a radio listener. I'll describe it for radio listeners. While we have a dystopic image of Washington, D.C., an artist's rendering of what D.C. would look like a few years after it was depopulated by a hydrogen bomb going off over it, an airburst attack. Because that's where this country and where this world is going if the type of insanity that is accelerating and spiraling out of control in Ukraine and that proxy war with NATO, the U.S. against Russia. We have the Associated Press doing a retraction yesterday. We have Reuters doing a retraction. We have a bunch of publications doing retractions. We have Polish government ministers and mayors and the town that got hit and the rest of them coming out and saying, look, it's a Ukrainian missile. And they've now looked at the trajectory, and even Poland admits, I've got the articles right here, that it was shot over 100 miles off course in the wrong direction and not even shot at Russian aircraft. And probably a provocation by Zelensky, who immediately said it was Russian and still says it's Russian and says he won't back down it's Russian. And then the Secretary of Defense comes out yesterday and says, well, it doesn't matter who shot it. It's still Russia's fault. Because they started the war, but they didn't really start the war. The globalists overthrew the elected government almost 9 years ago there, and we all know what happened since then. If the Russians were on our doorstep like the West is on their doorstep, I would expect we would be in a war with that proxy state as well. but they're not in Mexico. They're not in Canada. They're over there defending their country. All Chinese troops are training confirmed in Mexico and in Canada. So that's a real threat, setting up their own secret intelligence bases and public police stations across the United States and the rest of the world. So Polish politician blames Ukraine for missile provocation. Associated Press issues correction to its fake report, which could have kicked off World War III. That's up on Infowars.com. But Zelensky is doubling down, saying it was a Russian missile. Cernovich makes a great point. Going to war over a hoax almost happened yesterday would be consistent with the reasons America got into nearly every other modern war. World War I, the Lusitania to the Gulf of Tonkin, to the USS Liberty. Sailors survived that one, busting the scam, but watching friends die. And Cernovich went on to ask if Alex Jones has to pay $1.5 billion, they're now saying, for questioning Sandy Hook. The judge found me guilty. The jury was just told to decide how guilty. Well, what does the mainstream media and Zelensky pay for trying to start World War III on purpose, lying to us? And again, that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. They think you're stupid. They think you're mindless. They think you're idiots. They think, oh, well, if Jones is found guilty of all these horrible things I didn't do, the judge said I was guilty, the jury was told to find out how guilty and how much money, he must be about to go off the air. Because you can't pay $1.4 billion. There's things called appeals. You don't have that money. There's things called bankruptcy. But they want to convince you we're going off the air so you give up and don't spread the word about the broadcast when we are the most influential and the most effective we've ever been because we have accurately predicted what would happen up until this point and now what is about to happen in the near and mid and long-term future that is very, very bad if we don't stop it. So there's that whole area. And then there's this huge stack that is so critical and so important that I'm going to hit starting here in a moment and into the next segment. Chuckie Schumer really captured the attention of the internet. It's really the top story out there, just from my perusal, a lot of different sites and platforms, that Schumer came out and said that we need to replace the dying American population that's not having enough children with foreigners. And he used the term replace. Well, that's an official UN plan, the replacement system. If you talk about it to show the documents, the ADL calls for you to be taken off air or censored or put in prison in some speeches. When it's being promoted by the globalists, not just here, but in Europe as well, to bring in permanent underclasses. We've got all the SPLC reports, the rest of it. But then meanwhile, we have the left all cheering, saying white people are inherently evil and inherently bad and need to be replaced. So it's just anti-white racism. Because the left sees the world as 90% non-white, and so a ruling class of white people can then play racial politics and try to play brown people off against what's left of white people. It is called divide and conquer, plain and simple. That is all coming up. Also, Republicans, it's official, because now the Washington Post says so, win back control of the House with narrow majority. McConnell, reelected Senate GOP leader, not going anywhere. Nancy Pelosi announced future plans if the GOP wins the House. House Republicans launch Hunter Biden probe. Alleged president played active role in son's business dealings. Well, it's in all the damn emails and videos and audio recordings. They were directly under the command of the head of Chinese intelligence. That's all confirmed. House Republicans allege Biden directly involved in business dealings with son Hunter. Now they'll also allege that the sky is blue and the birds fly in the air and say tweet, tweet, tweet. So we're going to be going over all of that today. And then more incredible announcements out of the G20 meeting of world government, world taxes, world surveillance, carbon taxes, vaccine passports, just incredible. But then even on their own Twitter and Instagram sites run by the WEF, the ADL comes in and says, now this doesn't exist. They actually run it. And they put announcements up saying there's no world government and there's no new world order. So simultaneously, that's 1984. World government's good. It's going to run your life. It's going to totally take control of you. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. And you're going to be replaced. But if you don't like it, we're going to replace you faster and shut your bank account off. Absolutely insane. I've got a bunch of key clips and information along that front. And speaking of censorship, we all saw when Google, parent company of YouTube, brought down a Kanye West Drink Champs interview. Well, now they're going on to Google servers and into people's servers that they think is their private Google account, and they are erasing it off of your own, what you think are your own private servers. Google deletes Kanye West interview video of personal Google drives. This is the next level of big tech total censorship. Well, they want everything on the cloud so they can delete everything in real time in a high-tech version of Joe Stalin famously airbrushing out political opposition that he'd had killed or sent to the gulags from newspapers and from other publications. So that's all coming up today and so much more. And as I said, I'll also be taking phone calls. Please don't forget, Christmas is almost here, and you should do your Christmas shopping earlier and get great products that enrich yourself, your immune system, and your overall lifestyle. And you should do your Christmas shopping now, because I can tell you we're going to keep the giant sale going for at least a few more weeks until everything sells out. It's the mega blowout Black Friday comes early sale, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776 at checkout. And despite the fact we're going to sell out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, X3, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin D3 Gummies with Zinc, Vaso Beats, Alpha Power, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find anywhere taken under the tongue. Despite the fact it's all selling out very quickly, we're going to keep it on sale till it sells out. It'll be months till more comes in, but we need the funds now. And I appreciate the viewers and the listeners and all of your incredible support to take advantage of these big sales while these products last. We'll continue mega sales right through Christmas, but almost everything will be gone. You won't be able to get it at those prices. So now is the time to act to support the broadcast, boost your immune system, have a better life, be healthier, and also not battle crowds and the rest of it. Support the broadcast, do your Christmas shopping, give friends and family the great products from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not going to bore you with all the attacks that we're under, not just publicly, but behind the scenes, but your prayers and support of this broadcast are so critical. And the tactics they're using against InfoWars, they're planning to use against you and your family under their world government plan, we'll be getting to next segment. But imagine the mind control, the arrogant brainwashing. They think we're so stupid that I could play you hours, you've all seen it, of every leftist talk show and mainline talk show in America, ABC, NBC, CBS, NPR, Washington Post, your local newspaper, saying white people are inherently evil. And all this asinine garbage run by the deep state, run by Hollywood, and then saying it's so good that white people will soon disappear, that will create virtue. Well, Hitler said that certain groups didn't have virtue and deserved to die. That's what the left's basically saying today. In fact, we all need to die. There's too many of us. Abort the babies. Sterilize people under transgenderism. Push not just government-sponsored, but government-forced and bullied euthanasia. Forced suicide. Government murder. So they're the bad guys. And they wrap themselves in this leftist liberal mantle of holier than thou.
In the news update for November 18th,
and countless newscasts, countless ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center press conferences, that if people talk about replacement migration, they are Nazis. But it's an official UN plan since they got founded in the late 40s. It's in documents since then over and over again. I'll show you some in a moment. But this clip has gone viral of Chuckie Schumer saying we need to replace Americans that aren't reproducing with third world populations, a permanent underclass. They control who they say will then vote Democrat and keep them in power. The globalists in the EU are using the same tactics. So here's Chuckie Schumer yesterday.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
And advertise all this free stuff if you get to Europe or the United States, but then citizens like David Icke, if they criticize forced injections, he can't travel to Europe. And similar things here. You can't travel. You can't leave your house if they say you can't. But everybody else could just come on, come on, come on, come on. So let's show some of the documents. Great replacement. Schumer calls for blanket amnesty of millions of illegals to offset declining U.S. population. It has all the videos, all the links, and the UN documents there for you. Revealed, UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. That's their number. That's from 2018. We were the first to really break this big when it was out of the public consciousness, and national media attackers have said we were evil and we were bad. It wasn't true, but they never actually fact-checked the documents. And here are the documents. The UN is pushing the dangerous replacement migration conspiracy theory, but it's good when they actually push it as a reality. Here's one of the documents from the year 2000. Population Division, Department of Economic and Social Affairs, United Nations. You can read the whole report for yourself. And it goes on and on. Southern Poverty Law Center, the racist great replacement theory explained. Doesn't exist, it's white supremacist. You're totally insane if you talk about it. And here's another executive summary from the UN pushing it with their framework for replacement migration. It's their word, it's their name. And then the mind control is so great, you're not supposed to talk about it when they do it in your face. And here's the UN document yet again. I suggest everybody go read it. But also, if you criticize forced injections or lockdowns, the ADL says you're a white supremacist, and gives Albert Bourla, the head of Pfizer, who forced this deadly Joseph Mengele shot on us, but we have the Nuremberg Code, literally Joseph Mengele 2.0, but you're a Nazi if you don't let us inside your body to control what you're doing. This is an invasion of our bodies, an invasion of our sovereignty, a total takeover. But don't worry. FTX gave more than $30 million running its own fake studies to then create fake studies so they could try to ban hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and more. And the ADL backed them up too and said you're anti-Semitic if you talk about any type of alternate treatment. You don't like open borders. If you question elections, if you question forced injections, you are a Nazi. That's the official Joe Biden battle plan from June of 2021. As well. But they've got a problem. Even NBC News admits anti-vaxxers were right, and the shots are causing 100 times plus, not 100%, 100 times increase in heart attacks, myocarditis. And then here's a whole other report on that as well. But it's okay because the UN has all these propaganda commercials that I'm going to air when we come back, telling you how fashionable and how incredibly cool it is for everybody to be under this and to live under these systems. So this is all UN directed. I remember in 2017, there was a big NBC headline. There was a Reuters headline as well that both showed George Soros with the head of the UN replacement migration program, the refugee program, saying, oh, we give multi-thousand dollar cards without any names on it to people to get them out of their countries in the Middle East and Africa and poor areas of Asia, Latin America, into Europe, into the United States. And then we've massed them at UN refugee centers near the border and then flood the borders. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., we already have open borders, but it will supercharge that flooding. It'll turbocharge it. If they get rid of Title 42, which Biden says he is, where the government won't even have the power if you are a convicted felon, a pedophile, an arsonist, a murderer, to deport you. No power to deport, basically, period, beyond castrating what's left of ICE. And then ICE will be used to keep us in. And it is a domestic control system with the TSA they've already announced to be on the streets of America. But everybody else can come to the country. You just can't get out of the country unless you are a good little globalist. So that's all coming up in the next segment, straight ahead, Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We've also got a lot of shocking new video of Biden beyond brain dead, beyond dementia, not knowing where he's at. World leaders like Turkey's leader trying to talk to him. He can't even talk to him. Erdogan looks completely perplexed. Also, new photos on Infowars.com of Biden's weird written instructions, like he's a dog. You will walk, you will sit, you will talk, you will read, you will get up, you will walk to the left. And Biden mumbles over all of these, showing the true puppet behavior we're dealing with. And another video of the new puppet prime minister in the UK with the puppet leader Trudeau calling Zelensky up. They look like two schoolgirls sitting there giggling and snickering while they do it. And then we're going to get back into FTX. They now have the chapter bankruptcy trustee that ran the Enron takeover has now taken over FTX, and he says it's worse than even Enron. He's never seen anything this bad. Total fraud, total money laundering, total scam. But don't worry, it'll all get swept under the rug, ladies and gentlemen. So that's who these people are. They lie to you with the elections they steal, and with the PCR tests that are a fraud, and with the central banks, and with the hijacking of cryptocurrencies. Everything they do is just a lawless criminal operation. But it was the internet that exposed Sam Bankman-Fried and fried their big operation. It will continue to fry everything these criminals are up to. And that's why they're so upset, and that's why they're so scared. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back. So a few weeks ago, the mouth of the New World Order, Atlantic Monthly Magazine, the old Jeffrey Epstein crew, they came out and said, we want amnesty from making you wear a mask and trying to inject you in lockdowns. We're sorry. Please don't attack us. Don't sue us. Don't criticize us. Because they know we've reached critical mass. The organizations, the movements, the scientists, the doctors, all the evidence is coming out. They killed us on purpose. They created the virus. They released it. The shots grow nanoparticles in the body that create all these blood clots, basically mad cow disease. In humans, spongiform encephalopathy, but a more advanced, more deadly type that progresses much quicker. I mean, they've hit us with just total devastation. I'm sure half the folks who've taken the shot will be dead in a few years. Already massive numbers are dead. The only saving grace is if you don't keep it at 87 degrees or lower, in just a few hours, the little nanoparticles need to be in your hot body to live and spread. They die. So most folks got dead shots because of the incompetency of the system and their minions. So that worked against them, so the kill rate was much lower. Still off the charts bad. Meanwhile, they're running TV ads in the U.S. and TV ads in Europe and everywhere. And I was in a hotel room a few weeks ago at the Texas coast with my wife and five-year-old taking a few days off. And I said, okay, let's let her watch some children's cartoons. Let's see what's on. So we were watching on some cartoon channel, an old Bugs Bunny show. But when it went to break, it was Elmo saying, you need to take your shot or you'll die, which you're not supposed to target children with advertising. It's lying to them. And it's saying, once you take the shot, it's safe and you'll be protected. So that's Elmo targeting children. And the ads are out there. We've already covered them. But it was just sitting there in a hotel room by the beach, watching a puppet tell your children to take a poison Joseph Mengele death shot was just next level. And it's going on everywhere. In fact, they found the ads. Once you got audio, let me know. We'll actually play it since I mentioned it. Rudy does a great job just within seconds of me mentioning something, finding something. So I'm sitting there watching them target my daughters. We turn the TV off. We're like, my God, and watch an old Warner Brothers show with Yosemite Sam and Bugs Bunny, because the ads are weaponized pure evil during the breaks. This is just everywhere. And so we're the only country in the world that's saying mandated for schools, 5 and up, 6 months and old, authorized, when it erases your immune system and does all this. But then meanwhile, we have the UN running ads targeting women, with a woman kind of dressed up in a vampire outfit with a vial of the so-called COVID vaccine, the spike protein replicating nanotech. And she's in her little Vogue outfit with the quote COVID-19 vaccine, saying how sexy and cool and what a luxury it is to have a heart attack or get myocarditis or have your ovaries destroyed. Of course, they don't tell you that. They say, let's make the vaccine accessible for everyone, not just the rich. So they're making it like a Diamonds Forever commercial. We've got another ad out of Canada, Canadian child vaccine ad. And it shows children as these dirty little spit creatures that are spreading germs and disease. And even though they don't get sick from COVID, they're monsters if you haven't erased their immune system and given them this deadly shot, because they're going to make you sick. These little criminals, these little dirty monsters, if you don't shoot them up with this. So absolutely, truly sickening. Let's go ahead and air these propaganda Joseph Mengele advertisements back to back. Oh, it's so sexy. Oh, everybody wants it. So cool. Oh, rub it on your lips. So sexual. Very phallic. Such a luxury. By the way, this comes as Pfizer just raised the price of the shot to create the scarcity idea, artificial scarcity, over 100 times. Look at that evil child. You think they're nice, but they're disease carriers. We gotta control them now. Give them the shot. Give them the slow death. Give them the future. What a loving, loving system. And there's so many mystery chemicals and weird nanotech toxins in the shots. Turns out by the company Jeffrey Epstein created and ran with secret genomic manipulation. What could go wrong? Toxic vaccine ingredient SM-102 created by Epstein's Genome Project. Isn't that liberal and that loving? And then like all these ads for the black community. I got the vaccine. You got the vaccine. You need to get the vaccine. So we'll be protected. Here's the Elmo ad, and then we'll play the Run DMC ad.
Daddy has super-duper bandages just like Elmo.
You were super-duper today, getting your COVID vaccine, Elmo.
Yeah, there was a little pinch, but it was okay. Elmo was really glad to have Daddy and Baby David there with him. Baby David, where are you?
I had a lot of questions about Elmo getting the COVID vaccine. Was it safe? Was it the right decision? I talked to our pediatrician so I could make the right choice. I learned that Elmo getting vaccinated is the best way to keep himself, our friends, neighbors, and everyone else healthy and enjoying the things they love.
Oh, Daddy! Oh, Elmo and Baby David have a question. Oh. Can we have a hug?
Oh, come here, son.
Oh, Elmo loves you, Daddy.
I love you, too.
It's okay to have questions about COVID vaccines for your kids. Get the latest facts by speaking to your pediatrician or healthcare provider.
See, you got the vaccine, they got the vaccine, we got the vaccine. We can get back to normal, let me inform you, let's all get the vaccine. It's about community immunity. I'm talking unity for you and me. If Doc says it's good, trust me, it's good. Now let's all get the vaccine. All right. There is none higher, DMC. I will inspire. Time for us to trust and not debate. The vaccine, believe it's safe to take. 9 out of 10 people won't get sick. That's 90% effective and legit. This COVID thing is real and it will find you. It's killing our people. Let me remind you. Back in the days, there was polio, smallpox. Back in the days, measles and mumps, man. Back in the days, but because of the vaccines, none of those saved. Vaccines, they work to trigger immunity.
We give you Tuskegee, we give you syphilis too. We're gonna kill you, gonna abort you and murder you too.
Vaccine before it's too late, for real.
And they created a bunch of other ads with Run DMC where it's like, the Nazis want to kill us with eugenics too, and Tuskegee as well, but I'm going to not let them fool you. You stop the Nazis and the white supremacists, take the shot, and we're going to win. I mean, seriously. Meanwhile, it's the literal globalists running the attack that are doing it. It's just insane. If you don't let them Joseph Mengele you and take over your body and give you illegal experimental shots and bully you or force you into it, you're a Nazi. By the way, the crew did a great job finding the Elmo ad, but that's not the Elmo ad I saw. In fact, I meant to tell you guys this at the time, but I didn't. Go search the Elmo ads. It's an ad with an older black man, the grandpa, and he goes, I didn't trust it. People lied to me and told me it wasn't good. But then I checked the facts with a pediatrician and learned it totally protects you and is totally safe. So now I gave it to my granddaughter and she's safe. All lies. Doesn't protect you. Experimental. Alive. They're like, I heard people lying out there, but I went and I talked to the pediatrician that's bought off and paid off and a criminal piece of garbage, and they told me it's safe. Now, my granddaughter had a heart attack and is dead now, but that's okay. Of course, he didn't say that. Now, I was like, that's right. Give it to your granddaughter. It's good. Man, oh man. All right, world government, digital currency, all out in the open, huge developments on that front. Man, these people are evil. They are depopulating us. That's their goal, that's their mission, and they're following through with it. You are targeted for death. Look, ladies and gentlemen, when I get up here on air and I explain these people want to depopulate you, they want to kill you, they've all said it themselves, and I wish this wasn't the case. I wish this wasn't real. But I have serious discussions with my father, my mother, my wife, and my older children on a weekly basis about, do they stand with me staying on air and trying to stop this and believing in you and betting on you that we can mobilize and organize and let the globalists know we're aware of your plans, we understand your operations, and you're going to be held accountable when you do this. Now, I wasn't just saying that this last few years. I said it before they launched the COVID attack. And I specifically said they're going to release a new hybrid virus, a chimeric virus out of China that'll be the pretext for testing their world government medical, biomedical tyranny control grip. And then once they think that's successful, if it is successful, and it's not been totally successful, they've had some big problems. If it is successful, we have passed the test that we will accept a real attack that's 50 times worse than what you just saw. So I want to explain something. They are locked and loaded to release super weapons and kill the majority of us if they think they can organize it and have us stay in our houses and basically slowly die. Guaranteed. And I don't care if you're an FBI agent. I don't care if you're a federal judge. I don't care if you're a talk show host. I don't care if you're a school teacher, a factory worker, a farmer, an auto mechanic, a masseuse, a psychologist. You are not immune from the New World Order and this attack. And you better take it serious. Now, the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, the UN, the RAND Corporation, the Rockefeller Foundation, they've all written countless white papers that we've covered it on air and made films about, in some cases decades ago, about how they're going to roll this out and how they're going to carry this out against us. So that's how I was able to predict we'd get to this point, is because they're following a plan and they treat us like we're dumb animals, but they're noticing we're not dumb animals. And so they are very specific how they would use a virus to bring in a world ID under a vaccine passport. That would be the foundation or the platform or the skeleton of the global social credit score that tracks and controls everything you do, the global carbon tax, and that once they bankrupt everybody, the universal basic income to fully control you and make sure you're not self-sufficient. And so I don't have one clip. I don't have five clips. I have dozens of clips the last 48 hours of world leaders saying we're rolling out a global carbon tax based on the vaccine passport and a social credit score. It's all the same thing. And it is hell on earth that they are deploying. So I want to go through some of these clips. But remember, while they're announcing these at their, quote, global government summit, look on screen. The ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center that run the big tech companies' response are saying it doesn't exist. Look out, if you share this, you could get in trouble. There is no emerging totalitarian world government.
Why are they doing all this if there isn't?
So they're announcing world government. They're announcing you'll have to have this ID or this face scan to buy or sell, and you'll have to behave the way they want you to, or you won't have the right to even leave your house. But that's not authoritarian. No, you're right. That's totalitarian. Which means maximum control, even worse than authoritarian. So here's some of the headlines. The Bank of England has officially announced you will have a digital ID to buy and sell in new digital currencies. Now I'm going to play a clip of the head of the IMF in a moment, saying, oh, the central banks will lose power if they don't bring out the digital central bank currencies. And here is, in Indonesia, the individual that runs the government banking system and the health minister are both on stage talking about it. Here it is.
So let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by WHO if you have been vaccinated or tested properly. then you can move around. So for the next pandemic, instead of stopping the movement of the people 100%, which clogged the economy globally, you know, you can still provide some movement of the people. Indonesia has achieved, G20 country has agreed to have this digital certificate using WHO standard, and we will submit into the next World Health Assembly in Geneva as the revision to international health regulation. So hopefully for the next pandemic, we can still see some movement of the people, some movement of the goods, and movement of the economy.
So this has already been announced and prepared and is ready and is all set up, but now they're telling the general public, the slaves, what's happening. Here is European Central Bank head Christine Lagarde explaining that this is all about power and control. Here it is.
Where do we stand?
We central bankers, we have been operating as a monetary anchor in relation to the commercial banks and the private money. If we are not in that game, if we are not involved in experimenting, in innovating in terms of digital central bank money, we risk losing the role of anchor that we have played for many, many decades. And we have historical examples of period where the central bank monetary anchor was not there, and that precipitated crisis after crisis. That certainly was the case at the time of the free banking in the 19th century. Do we want to go back to those days? Probably not. I would say certainly not from our vantage point, as a result of which we have to respond to the demand for those digital payments in order to maintain the role of anchor that we have been playing regularly.
That's Christine Lagarde, head of the European Union Central Bank, former head of the IMF, all the same group. They're the ones instituting the crisis. They're the ones that ran the FTX. They're the ones creating the crises. But she says, give us more power and we'll stop future crises. That's called being held hostage. Now, here's Catherine Austin Fitz, who used to run the HUD department for the Clintons and is a major whistleblower, explaining what a European Central Bank or U.S. Central Bank digital currency is. What is a CBDC? Here she is.
These central bank digital currencies, how do they work?
So it's a digital currency and an all digital system that can be controlled centrally. So, for example, we saw during COVID-19, there were rules saying you couldn't travel more than a certain amount of miles from your house, right? So there's certain behaviors you couldn't do. This is a digital system where the central bankers, and in very centralized ways, can make rules about what you can and cannot do with your money, and they can enforce the rules with total surveillance. So this is not a currency, you know, so it's called central bank digital currency, CBDC, but it's not a currency. It's a control system.
Final question I have for you before I attack our next guest here is the moment that you say something that's true that goes against the narrative, people they go, yeah, well, who's this person? You know, what's her background? What's his background? Could you maybe share with us just a brief kind of succinct self-bio so people out there know that you are, in fact, a credible source?
So I was I have an MBA from the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. I was on Wall Street for 11 years. I was a managing director and partner of the board of directors of Dillon Reed & Company. I then became assistant secretary of housing in the first Bush administration. I tried to stop the housing bubble and as a result got into 11-year litigation with the Department of Justice, upon which I learned a great deal about enforcement in the courts in America. And then I started the Saleri Report, disgusted with corporate media, and I published something, we published many things, so you can find it at Saleri.com and Saleri Investment Advisory.
So she's a great lady, but the point is, this has all been announced. This is all happening. We just showed you them saying it. We'll control when you can move around, where you can go, what you can do. It isn't coming. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. Banking giants in New York Fed start 12-week digital dollar pilot. Reuters. Not coming. It's here, where they surveil and control everything you do and decide where you can spend money and where you can't. They're already debanking millions of patriots and conservatives. People say, well, I better grovel to them. No, they get this in place, hell on earth will ensue. And the Bible says at some point they will take over, but it's our job to oppose it and fight it now, or God is not going to recognize us at the great white throne judgment. If you don't fight this now, you're on their team. If you don't speak out now, if you don't say no to this now, you are on their team. Better choose a side right now. Me, I'm not scared of the New World Order. I'm not scared of nuclear war. I'm not scared of their bioweapons or death. I am scared of one thing, and that's not being on Team God. There's Team Freedom and there's Team Demon. Folks, God's watching. You better get that lightning up your spine and get connected to the Holy Ghost now. All right, second hour straight ahead.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Not gonna sit here and take it anymore.
The self-defense which we see in the fourth industrial revolution is the fact that the winners take it all. Contrary to the previous industrial revolutions, it's very difficult to copy. So if you are first mover, you are the winners. And this will determine global competition on a national, but also on the on a business level to a large extent, and I hope in a not too hostile way in the coming years.
It really is true in a social Darwinistic fashion that is, we present all this that's very accurate and documented, and the general public does not rally and awaken and say no and bring the perpetrators to justice, that really they've all been given ample warning and deserve what they get. And that's why the globalists target adults with deadly shots and assisted suicide and all the rest of it, because metaphysically, in the natural law of the universe, if you can get somebody to hurt themselves out of their free will, even if you pretty much trick them, you still gotta give them a hint, then it doesn't come back on you metaphysically as bad.
And what will happen to politics in your country in 20 years when somebody in San Francisco or in Beijing knows the entire medical and personal history of every politician, every judge, and every journalist in your country, including all their sexual escapades, all their mental weaknesses, and all their corrupt dealings? Will it still be an independent country? Or will it become a data colony? When you have enough data, you don't need to send soldiers in order to control a country.
So they're definitely involved in a spiritual alchemy, and they understand the laws of the universe. But when they cross the Rubicon of trying to euthanize children, trying to sterilize children, trying to wreck the brains of children, it commits an interdimensional crime that God will not put up with and will destroy us.
Originally, it was pericarditis. And I was then told just before Christmas, actually, this is perimyocarditis. So it's actually worse because I've got, you know, pericarditis and the myocarditis damage. So I have scarring on three parts of my heart, and still the lining and muscle of my heart has got the inflammation, which constricts it. So that's when my heart rate goes up. That's what's constricting my heart and stopping me from breathing.
And the other team we're fighting knows that. And that's why they try to get us to go along and sanction the killing of children, whether it be abortion or assisted suicide or transgenderism as a form of genetic suicide for the people that actually get sterilized. And so they're trying to get us to lower our shields, ourselves.
The depopulationists' dream, a 3D printed suicide machine, or in other words, a modern day gas chamber. The Sarco capsule, a high-tech death machine explicitly built for killing yourself, was just 3D printed. The Sarco capsule is being touted by depopulationists as a way to efficiently and effortlessly kill oneself.
Amir Farsoud has applied for medically assisted dying, known as MAID. He lives in constant agony due to a back injury, but has started the process for end of life because his rooming house is up for sale and he can't find anywhere else to live that he can afford. Once inside the pod, the user will have to start the fatal process themselves. They will have to press a button which will reduce internal oxygen levels. The pod, which is biodegradable, can then be detached to be used as a coffin.
when a Canadian veteran picked up the phone and called Veterans Affairs Canada to get treatment for his combat-related PTSD and a traumatic brain injury, he expected help getting better and getting his life back. Instead, he got an unexpected and unwanted offer to help him end it through medically assisted death.
This is all being done by design. Well, the globalists say they're destroying the country by design. This is a pro-death, pro-tyranny cult. What have I told you? They were lying. What would they do? They come after me. Because they're coming after you. Our friends from Langley are back again. 50,000! But if we know what's going on, we are unstoppable. All right, Matt Baker's a great guy. I've met him, hung out with him several times. He's been here to the studios, and he's got some of the very best viral rants at city council meetings. He was just in Maricopa County. We're going to be talking to him coming up here in just a moment. He'll be riding the shotgun with us as we cover news throughout the hour. But let me just get this out right now. We are in a toe-to-toe war with the globalists, with the New World Order right now. And we can't take these people on without your support. I'm trying to find today's live show plug because I wrote some notes on it a little bit earlier. And of course, as I did that, I can't find it. Here it is. Because this is important. We are not funded by the New World Order. We are not funded by the globalist. We are funded by we the people. That means you. And if we're going to stop World War III, that'll turn our whole country and our world into this image of a nuked DC, then we've got to mobilize and support and magnify the voices of truth out there. So, I announced Monday that we're going to extend the big sale that's going, the big mega sale, blowout sales, sellout sale. We're going to extend that until all the products sell out. Because we've got to get the funds in now to pay our legal and to stay on air and to do our appeals and not let them take us off air so we don't just roll over and die so they can have their big fake victory. InfoWars is in your hands as viewers and listeners of this broadcast. If you financially support us and get great products and empower yourself in your life, if you make that decision, then we're unstoppable. But here's the good news. Everything is on sale, 50 to 60% off with promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. Here's the problem. We've already sold out of our super high quality coffee. We just sold out of X3. We're about to sell out of BrainForce Plus. We have got most of these products about to sell out. Now, I can sit there and keep them a few months at full price and bring in money, but we need the funds now. Plus, I want you to get these products. So a lot of these won't come in for months and months and months, but we got to have the funds now, whether it's a school board or whether it's a city council or whether it's a state legislature or whether it's a demonstration in Washington. The most effective place for the average person to get past the censors and to reach tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions, or tens of millions of people, as Matt Baker's done, is to go to these events. That's why in the last year and a half, the FBI went to the school boards and said, call us in a secret document. We want to come intimidate people not to come to these events because it's hurting us too politically. If conservatives or populists or nationalists ever figure it out and actually go take back peacefully their counties, their cities, their states, their school boards, their zoning boards are key. That's where Agenda 2030 is coming through. If that happens, and if people realize how easy it is to take over your local governments, because what we're promoting is common sense and popular and based on common sense, it's game over. And so if you go to your city council and maybe 1,000 people are there and maybe 10,000 see it on the local TV station, that's a big win. But most people that go give a good speech reach 100,000. And a lot of people, every day, I can't even keep track of it, I'll see dozens of videos, not even looking, of 500,000 here, 2 million there, 1 million here, 300,000 there, with people just going, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, gay, straight, saying, I don't want forced masks. I don't want forced injections. I don't want open borders. I don't want devalued dollars. I don't want fentanyl. I don't want the New World Order. I don't want Klaus Schwab. I don't want election fraud.
There you go.
When you simply do that, everybody else already feels like you. They get mobilized. They get inspired. And the weakest link in the New World Order's defense, the missing patch of scales on Smog's belly, where we can get the truth, the sword into his heart, is local governments. What the globalists teach their people, think global, act local. Well, we should think local, think individual, and think humanity, and we should take over the local now. That's their chink in the armor. And so we've got some of the greatest hits of Matt Baker coming up, but as we go to break, I want to go ahead and play a clip of him in front of the Maricopa board. They're talking about election fraud. Here it is.
Good morning. Once again, the eyes of the world are upon Maricopa County for another botched election. Am I here to accuse you of stealing the vote? Heavens no, for that would make me a terrorist, wouldn't it? Let me ask you, if you took your life savings to a bank and the teller put them in a machine and the machine kicked out one out of four of your bills and the teller said, don't worry, we'll put them in box three over here and we'll let you know how many were in there later. We'll send them off to a separate location and someone will be sure to get back to you and tell you how much money you have. Would you be okay with that? No, you would not be okay with that. Now ask yourself the question, which is more valuable, your vote or your money? Now ask a lobbyist that same question. Now ask a campaign manager that question. Now ask Mark Zuckerberg that question, which is more valuable, your money or your vote or your country or this world or the corruption that is taking over every single county in this nation? And then you look into your own soul and you look back at yourself in the mirror and realize that you are the cancer that is tearing this nation apart. Good day.
Thank you. Our next speaker.
And that is the truth. And that is the spirit of liberty. Matt Baker _ unhinged on Instagram at band.video, slave to liberty. Matt Baker and some of his greatest hits. When we come back on the other side, again, Matt Baker's our guest. We should all be Matt Baker. They call him the Alex Jones of dreadlocks. He does look like my brother or something. If I grew dreadlocks out, if I could, I'd look like Matt Baker. We'll be right back. So here's Matt Baker, well over a year and a half ago, confronting the vaccine tyrants. Remember, back then, it seemed like the lockdown would never end and they were invincible. Now they're asking for amnesty. We're not giving them amnesty until they all face Nuremberg Trial 2.0. Here it is. We'll go to Matt himself.
They don't get no amnesty.
That's the wind. That's the wind of time. That's the wind of history. That's the wind blowing through your ancestors' bones, begging you to do the right thing.
Sir, can you please state your name for the audio record?
That is Matt Baker is calling upon from Ocean Beach. Wind that is blowing through the black people, through the white people, through the Chinese people, through the Mexican Americans, through the people that built this building with their bare hands to raise up this nation. They are begging you and they are blowing through your veins and they should be putting a tingle up the spine of your back and they should be begging you to do the right thing. You're about to open a pit of hell. You do not get a vaccine passport put on us. You know, as the population who's in control, you know that the people or the politicians, once you get a power, you will never relinquish it. Do you think that the 4 feet of marble that holds you above high in this chamber will help you from the fate of humanity which you are unleashing? No!
No! It won't! Your children and your children's children will be subjugated and will be asked, how many vaccines have you had? Have you been a good little Nazi? Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! There's been a lot of talk about the Nuremberg Code. Well, I brought you a copy. You are all in violation of Section 1. Yes, you, Dr. Williams.